This week on Indian Times, Star Wars is one of those iconic movies that left its mark on the pop culture. Native Americans are often left out of the popular zeitgeist. So, to encourage more interest in Native languages, the Navajo Nation took this movie and made it their own. And now it's coming to a theater near you. The movie will have its Oklahoma debut at the Sam Noble Museum in Norman on October 27th at 7 p.m. Daniel Swan, curator of ethnology at the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History, said the movie is entirely dubbed in Navajo.
I had a meeting with Manuelito Wheeler, Manny Wheeler, the director of the Navajo Nation Museum, and he told me about the project. It was at the point then when he could start to discuss it a little bit. And they had struck the deal with Lucasfilms, and he'd been working with them for quite some time. So actually, when I was out there, they held the auditions for the Navajo voiceovers. So it was very exciting at the Navajo Nation Museum as over 100 individuals came in to audition for the parts, the various parts. And there's about 14 main characters and then about 20 extras in it. So there were opportunities for lots of Navajo people to participate.
Dr. Mary Lynn, Associate Curator of Native Languages at the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History, said a lot of linguists are Star Wars geeks.
We couldn't have thought of a better movie for Navajo Nation to start with. But it is a major undertaking to do a full-length film. And it really shows that anything and everything could be talked about and translated into any language, but especially native languages. Sometimes people feel like they're old or traditional, that they can't be modernized and updated. And this movie really shows that they can. It's really nice to have a full-length feature film out there where people can pick it up and say, look, this is in Navajo. A lot of the kids have never seen this movie before, so their first showing of it is actually going to be in Navajo. For them, it's going to be a film that's in Indian language, you know, first, and English second, which is nicely flipped.
Native languages aren't stopped by the addition of new futuristic words.
Languages aren't codes. People can learn them. People can understand them. As the Navajo Nation learned in World War II, right? In a way, the problems that they encountered translating Star Wars were very similar to what the young men did in World War II. They were confronted with a situation and they had to be able to talk about it. So they came up with ways of describing the military machinery at the time. In a way, it's very similar to how the actors translated the Star Wars machinery of the future.
It often takes a village to modernize a native language.
Many of the communities here in Oklahoma have a committee of some sort, generally made up with elders, speakers, younger people on it, language advocates, educators, that are really working to update the languages, to make them, to translate, especially things that the children are really involved in so that they can use the language in their everyday life. There are some things that maybe people don't want translated. I know about 10 years ago, there was a hesitancy to translate things like rap. People really didn't like it. But even now, people kind of talk about it. And so I think that people are being judicious. What do we want to translate? What do we want to talk about? But in the end, once children really start learning the languages again, you can look at Cherokee Nation, you can look at some of the other areas in Navajo Nation, Hawaii, other programs. People just start talking about what they want to talk about. So Chickasaw Nation, there's words for zombie. Kids are talking about zombies, right? So you have all of this new vocabulary because the kids want to talk about this.
Do you think these languages can kind of lend themselves to the fantasy of the film?
Oh, definitely. Why not? There's nothing in that film that Osage can't imagine, right? Or that Navajo can't imagine. And certainly the idea of a Jedi warrior is very compatible with traditional ideas of strength, inner strength, the spirituality of everything around you. I see absolutely compatibility.
Creating the translation for Star Wars was a team effort.
formal translators for language programs from the Navajo Nation, led the initiative. All of the actors, the voice actors, participated in that process. And apparently, from what I understand, it was highly negotiative as they tried to work through it. They had a lot of options. Navajo is an incredibly descriptive language, so there was a very robust discussion as to exactly how to translate, particularly terms like spaceship and modern technology elements into the Navajo language.
Some people might question why bring a movie dubbed in Navajo to Oklahoma, where there aren't many Navajos.
That's one of many good reasons to bring the film here. But I think it fits so well with the Native American Languages program of the museum and the anthropology department here at the University of Oklahoma. So in some ways, it's a broad general celebration of the revival and strength of resurgence of Native languages, not only here in Oklahoma, but across the nation.
The Sam Noble Museum of Natural History will be screening Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope, dubbed entirely in Navajo, on October 27th at 7 p.m. It is free and open to the public. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.